Hello, listeners. This is Nikesh Murali, and I'm your podcast host and a policy officer at the NRMA. Welcome to the very first episode of the NRMA's podcast, Emerging Lanes, where we are taking a look at the issue of pedestrian safety on our roads. Whether walking to work, taking the kids to school, or heading to the shops, we all complete journeys by foot. As our population grows, our cities and precincts become denser, causing pedestrians to fight for space. Unfortunately, pedestrians are one of the most vulnerable road users. Pedestrian trauma accounts for around 17% of all deaths in New South Wales and 9% of serious injuries. The NRMA has researched and produced a Road Safety Series paper titled Look Up, Keeping Pedestrians Safe. Today, we are going to chat to Dimitra Vlahmitros, the author of the report. She is a senior advisor at the NRMA who has 15 years' experience in the road safety field. Welcome to the podcast, Dimitra.
Thanks, Nikesh. Thanks for having me.
Since 2014, we have seen an increase in the number of pedestrian fatalities across the state of New South Wales. What are some of the factors contributing to these tragedies?
Look, you're right, Nikesh, there has been an increase in pedestrian fatalities. But what we have to remember is they're not just fatalities, they're lives lost. There's someone that represents someone who's lost their life. So it could be someone's child, someone's loved one, someone's parent. So it's really important that we remember that. Tragically, we lost 67 people as pedestrians on our road last year. And more alarmingly, 1,500 of people are hit every year on New South Wales roads. And what we know is that there's some people that are more vulnerable of being involved in a crash as a pedestrian than others. We have children, they're smaller in size, they're unpredictable, they're more likely to run out on the road. The elderly, as we age, we take longer to cross the road and we're quite frail. The intoxicated, so they're people that are going out having a good night. They're not drinking and driving, which is great. However, they're walking around, which puts them more at risk.
Yes.
So they're what we call our traditional vulnerable pedestrian groups. But now we have this new emerging phenomenon, which is our distracted walkers. And this is why we want to do a bit of research to find out a bit more about what a distracted walker is.
Right. I was having a conversation with one of our senior policy advisors the other day about distracted walking, and this term popped up, SMOMBYs. Who or what are SMOMBYs?
Yes, SMOMBYs. It's an interesting term, isn't it? SMOMBYs are smartphone zombies. They're people that are completely enthralled with their smartphone and they're walking around like zombies. And so they're looking at their phone, they're text messaging, they're using their apps, and they're totally oblivious to their surroundings. They're not going to see the light change colour. They're not going to see a car coming quickly around the corner. So that puts them more at risk of being involved in a crash.
So as the NRMA's resident expert on road safety matters, you decided to dig deeper and you conducted a study on mobile phone usage by pedestrians in metropolitan Sydney. Can you tell us a bit about the study?
Yeah, look, definitely. So we conducted this study in the city, because we're based here in the city, and we're so used to seeing all these people walking around distracted on their phones. So we wanted to find out a bit more about them. Who are they? What are they doing? So we did an observational study. We observed over 26,000 pedestrians over a 36-hour period and looked at things like, are they using their mobile phone while crossing the road? Are they crossing the road correctly, so on the when the green man is changed? And what we found is that more than one third of people who were crossing the road were distracted. They were using a mobile phone, and that's actually quite alarming. And what we also found is nearly 900 people were using a mobile phone but also illegally crossing the road. Now, even though that's only 3.4% of the people that we observed, that's actually a really high number of people that were doing the wrong thing and crossing the road unsafely. So it's quite concerning.
That is really alarming. Did you find in your study that distracted walking was more prevalent in a certain age group, let's say teenagers?
Look, we didn't look at it in our study because, as you can imagine, it's hard to sit on a corner and try and guess people's ages. But what we do know is that young people are really high users of mobile phones. So they've grown up in the era where mobile phone use is quite common. The first thing they do when they wake up is check their mobile phone. So we know they're more likely to be at risk. But we also know through some research done in Queensland where they surveyed 18 to 30-year-olds and asked them how often they used a mobile phone and walked, 32% admitted to texting and walking while they were crossing the road. So it's actually quite high. So we'd love to see a bit more research to explore whether young people are more likely to be at risk.
Absolutely. So what's the solution? Do we fine distracted walkers? Do we impose penalties on them like we do with, say, jaywalking?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting concept, fining people. We've seen a lot of examples of how other jurisdictions have tackled this issue globally. An example is in China. They've introduced pedestrian lanes. So they've got a tin of paint and they've painted lines on the footpath, and they're only lanes for people using a mobile phone so they can safely use a mobile phone and walk. That's quite out there. Another example is a prank in New York City where they had fluoro vests. It was a texting and walking service. On one side it said, "I can help you walk and text," and the other side had "seeing eye person." And there was a leash attached to the vest. So people could hold the leash, text and walk, and this person in the fluoro vest will navigate them safely through the New York City traffic.
Right.
And that's completely out there. And what we saw is they then offered the service to everyday people not involved in the prank, and people first were laughing, but then you saw people hold a leash and continue to text and walk while this person navigated their way. So then, again, there are two examples of quite out there solutions. You mentioned penalties. So Honolulu was the first city in October 2017 that fined people for distracted walking. It also followed up with a small town in California, Montclair, that did the same thing. So these are two jurisdictions that were grappling with distracted walking and did something as radical as to fine people for walking and using their mobile phone. So, again, that's out there. I don't see us introducing a ban here in Australia.
Yeah.
The research isn't there yet. We need to know more about what are the risks of distracted walking before we can justify introducing such a fine.
Because the truth is that smartphones are such an integral part of our lives. They're not going anywhere. So are there engineering solutions that you can enact that could possibly solve the issue?
Yeah, look, engineering should always be a part of any solution to do with road safety, and not just for distracted walkers. For example, we've got an aging population, and as I mentioned, the elderly are more at risk of being involved in a crash. They take longer to cross the road. So let's look at longer walking times, and let's look at what we call refuge islands. So it's a piece of infrastructure in the middle of the road to split up the road. So a person can walk halfway, stop in the middle of the road, wait for the oncoming traffic to pass, and then complete their journey safely.
I really like that idea.
Yeah, look, another one is pedestrian fencing for our intoxicated pedestrians. So let's put them in places in front of licensed venues where we know there'll be a lot of people who'll be under the influence of alcohol. They'll be spilling out of these venues. So let's put some fencing so they don't walk out directly onto the traffic. Fences can guide them to the safe place to cross, whether it's a signalised crossing or whatever it is. Then we have what's called countdown timers. So when you're at a crossing, it will count down the number of seconds you have left. So whether it's 10 seconds or 2 seconds. So a pedestrian can make a judgment or whether they think they've got enough time to safely cross the road.
I used to work in hospitality, so I can see how pedestrian fencing would have been useful in some of the instances where I saw people spilling out and exposing themselves to danger out on the streets. And I also just want to say that I find it really safe to cross when I see a timer that tells me there's a finite amount of time that I can safely get across. So they're fantastic ideas. Now, Dimitri, we've focused on the role that distracted walking plays in the loss of pedestrian lives on our roads. But what about the role that cars play?
Yeah, look, the cars play a huge role in preventing or reducing the effect of crashes. We need to design cars that are more pedestrian friendly. Technology is rapidly evolving, and we've seen some lots of benefits to pedestrian safety. One of them is reversing cameras. We know through research they're effective in reducing crashes because you can now you have a camera where you're able to see at the back of your vehicle. Technology has evolved so much so that we've introduced new technology called reverse autonomous emergency braking. So if a car is backing out of a driveway and there's kids playing around the road environment and a child goes at the back of a car, this technology will be able to detect the child is there and apply the brake. So it will be able to prevent a crash from occurring or limit the extent of that crash. So that's one way that technology and vehicles have a role to play.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we all have to play our role in making sure that, we're all safe as we're completing our journeys on foot. We have to make sure that we're all looking out for each other, looking out for the elderly and our young children. And as a driver, we're alert and looking out for everybody on the road. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that everybody gets home safely.
And that's something I've taken away from this conversation, Demetra, that we have to be mindful of our own safety and look after the other pedestrians on our roads and be mindful of the cars and put away our smartphones and not be zombies as we cross the road. So thank you so much for coming and talking to us about this. We have been speaking to Demetra Vlahamitros, author of the NRMA's Look Up, Keep Pedestrians Safe report. To learn more about this topic or for a detailed look at the results of our study on distracted walking, download a copy of the report at mynrma.com.au. Thanks for talking to us on this podcast, Demetra, and I'm sure we'll hear from you soon.
Thanks a lot, Nikesh.
This is the NRMA's Emerging Lanes podcast. Thanks for tuning in.